my freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
There's been too much change in this country. Hot thing, diggity doggy. How y'all doing tonight? This first day of November 2021. God, what's happened to this nation? 2020 and 2021 has been just unbelievable. Welcome to the program. Jeff Bennett here. Moderately live. Went and got a haircut today. I walked into this barber I've been going to for years. Apparently they've changed owners again. And they've jacked the price up. I used to pay $17 for a haircut, which is outrageous anyway. Now they're up to $23. I'd already signed myself in. They had one guy ahead of me. I'm looking around saying, you got a bunch of young punks working in this place. And the place is empty. I've never seen this barbershop so empty. Decided to walk up and scratch my name off and walked out. Went across the street to Great Clips. And let's face it, there ain't no Great Clips in this country anymore. We've all getting clipped to death and be gone. A heck of a lot less money, $16. I think it's a little bit less than that because I'm an old fart. And you walk in the door. Did you make a reservation online? I said, I don't do reservations online. Did you call in? I said, no. Your sign says open. I've walked in. I want a haircut. And this chick was babbling and babbling. And thank God I didn't get her. I didn't like her. Sat me down with this other gal, a real sweetheart. Took care of what I needed. No jerking around. Bingo boingo. But while she's working on me, something went haywire with my right eye. And I'm telling you, it spooked the living daylights out of me. On top of everything else I got going on, I don't need my right eye going squirrely on me, folks. But hey, we'll keep you abreast. no pornographic intention meant there, folks. Threw me for a loop. The opening piece of music was not what we'd planned on doing. But we've been having some problems with Skype. I finally shut my computer down, restarted it. Still don't like what's going on, but I asked Michael to hook me up a little early. Let's make sure we're connected. And we are. Over the weekend, I went moderately hell-bent for leather. I've not updated anything on Metropolis. I've updated nothing on Sierra Madre precious metals since the 28th of October. But I went holy terror on working on drkelly.info. And one thing after another just kept coming at me, coming at me, coming at me. And I came across a piece that upset me, not for the reasons you'll believe. And I have posted other pieces like it. Another hero has left her profession. 11 years at La Bonheur. Jenny Lane Weeks said it was time to say goodbye. And although her heart is broken, she said, LB gave me the opportunity to do what I love. And I will be forever thankful to LB for the memories, my co-workers, and the patients that have touched my life in so many ways. I've been truly blessed, she said. After tons of research, talking with other frontline workers, I made the decision to stand. Stand for freedom, medical freedom, freedom to make her own choices and to fight for our constitutional rights as Americans. She said, and for my daddy who fought so bravely for this country, I promise, Daddy, it was not for nothing. Thank you to all those who are standing across Tennessee and around the world. God has you all. Remember, freedom is never free. It comes with a price. Love to all. Jenny Lane Weeks. And I'm coming across more and more pieces of this type where healthcare workers, nurses, have had enough of this bullshit. And that's what it is. The demand that they take the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have a good friend who I've known since she was 6 years of age, who's a professional nurse. She was excessively close to my son for most of their lives. She disagrees with my stand on this issue. And I think she's afraid to dig deeper and learn more. She's afraid she might lose her job. Think about these things. It's sad. And yet, some of the other pieces that I shared and wrote, not wrote, but published over the weekend, a piece from Rob Pugh over at News with Views, dated yesterday, with a very simple title: Stay Away from Hospitals and Don't Get the Jab. Rob says, in my last message, I shared with you the globalist plan for planetary genocide, mass depopulation of the earth, which has long been the dream of people like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and Luciferian elites throughout the world, all in preparation for their great reset, which has already been launched. And their method has been the COVID so-called vaccines, which in fact are not vaccines at all, but experimental DNA and RNA altering poisons. And Rob told us how, according to the CDC's own VAERS data, more than 500,000 people in the U.S. alone have suffered severe and terrible side effects, including strokes and heart failure and blood clots, brain disorders, convulsions, seizures, paralysis, Bell's palsy, inflammations of the brain and spinal cord, autoimmune diseases, miscarriage, infertility, deafness, and blindness. And also shared that in addition to those side effects, more than 16,000 people had officially died as a result of those injections. Not of COVID. No, that's a different list. Of course, we must remember, he continues, if a person dies within 2 weeks of receiving the jab, health officials claim those deaths are mere coincidence. They have nothing to do with the injections themselves. We also know these are simply the CDC's official numbers and that only between 1 and 10% of all adverse side effects are ever reported to the VAERS system. And moreover, the CDC has more than once scrubbed hundreds of thousands of cases as they have readjusted the numbers released to the public. And so if anyone out there still trusts any data or numbers released by the CDC on anything, they ought to have their head examined. Or maybe they already took the jab and, you know, had some of those side effects. Inflammations of the brains. We should also remember the effects of these injections are especially targeting the reproductive organs, rendering people sterile for life. Several scientists have also asked the question, What about babies born of the mothers who took the jab? And since we know those shots seem to be specifically targeted at the reproduction organs, will those babies as well be sterile for life? And the answer is, we just don't know. By now, you've undoubtedly heard about the ABC news station in Detroit that posted the following on Facebook when they said, after the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? Or if you're willing to share your family's story, please direct message us your contact information. We may reach out for a story we're working on. Now, the station was WXYZ, seeking stories of unvaccinated people who died because they refused to take the jab. And they received more than 250,000 responses to their Facebook post. But the responses were not what they were hoping for. Instead, all of the responses were from people who had severe horrific reactions to the jab or loved ones who had died from same. One person wrote, I know people who died painfully from the vaccine. Want these stories? Someone else posted, I had an uncle and cousin die from the jab. My son-in-law's aunt died from it, and three more friends died from it. Another person stated, my dad flatlined after his second dose of Moderna. Those are just some of the comments. 250,000 more just like these at last count. And this was a local Detroit news station. Only God knows how many have died from the poison jab. Jesus God, people. This is just unbelievable. Rob continues by saying, personally, I had a longtime friend whose wife is a nurse and was required to get jabbed to keep her job. Shortly thereafter, my friend, her husband, just simply stopped breathing and died in bed next to her at 2 a.m. Cause of death? Undetermined, of course. But we know those who've taken the jab are spreading some very weird illnesses to those they come in close contact with. Another associate in the prime of his life at 38 years of age was one of the healthiest, strongest individuals I've ever known. Ran 5 miles a day, lifted weights, worked hard, had no medical issues whatsoever, but he got the jab. One dose, and the next day he was dead after a series of multiple strokes. And those are just two stories of people that Rob can attest to personally. And countless doctors and nurses and other whistleblowers have shed even more light on the situation. Hospitals are discouraging healthcare workers from reporting to the VAERS system, and they also follow a pre-prescribed protocol for those admitted to the hospital, and more about that another time. But understand this. It's not the unvaccinated that are causing the mutations and the variants that are making so many sick right now. The pestilence we're seeing today is the result of those who have already taken one or more of the shots as their bodies shed and spread the spike proteins the shots produce. And so what's in those jabs? Pretty difficult for anyone to continue to refute the fact that they most certainly contain graphene oxide. The things we talked about last week. There have now been so many studies released by so many doctors and scientists and labs around the world showing that all the injections contain high levels of graphene oxide. Some say up to 95%. And that this is a fact that can no longer be hidden by the lying media. And yet they still try. But the studies have been done independently, and the data is in. And the alarming data has led world experts like Nobel Prize winner in medicine, Dr. Luc Montagnier, to issue a grave warning that we are currently facing the greatest risk of worldwide genocide in the history of humanity. Some of the other folks we talked about last week, even the inventor of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, warns against said injections. And former Pfizer Vice President and Chief Scientist Dr. Mike Eden came forward to warn humanity against those extremely dangerous injections. And these and countless other doctors and scientists have found high levels of graphene oxide as well as toxic nanometallic content with magnetic toxic, cytotoxic, and genotoxic effects, as well as identified life-threatening parasites. And all of these ingredients dramatically change blood cells and cause massive blood clotting, and they spread to every organ of our bodies. And there's also self-assembling nanotech in some of the shots tested, while others show complex crystals being formed, not to mention the human gnome is permanently modified. In other words, my friends, these jabs will forever change your DNA. An autopsy done on one vaccinated individual showed spike proteins in literally every single organ of the person's body. And of course, there's trillions of dollars at stake here for Big Pharma and the hospital industry. You may recall a recently leaked Zoom conference call between physicians and marketing director at Novant Health, New Hanover Regional Medical Center, which is a group of 20 hospitals and clinics treating patients in North and South Carolina. And in the recording, Mary Rudick, MD, tells director of marketing Carolyn Fisher and another hospital employee that she wanted to make the COVID situation more scary to the public by inflating the number of COVID patients. And by using messaging that falsely tells individuals, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. And of course, meanwhile, Killer Joe has ordered all companies with 100 or more employees to force mandatory injections. The U.S. military is mandated to get injected. Hospital and nursing home workers are being mandated to get injected. But because Killer Joe stated that his patience is wearing thin with those who reject the jabs. Apparently, people just aren't dying fast enough for him and his handlers. But interestingly enough, guess who's not required to get jabs? Of course. The U.S. Congress and congressional staffers, the judicial branch, the White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, post office employees, NIAID employees, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson employees, and illegal aliens. Illegal invaders. Does that in itself not speak volumes as to what the hell this is really all about? And meanwhile, the hospitals and the nursing homes are doubling and tripling down on their jab mandates. Many are refusing any religious or medical exemptions from employees. And so now, my friends, across this country, there's a mass exodus taking place among healthcare workers when faced with the choice between taking a proven deadly injection or losing their job. They've chosen to quit or to be fired. But let's be honest, the hospital ain't where you want to be these days anyway, no matter what. I told you about my third visit to the hospital when I had to go in by ambulance. They had to flush my bladder out 3 times, install a new catheter. And while I was going through all this, this honey babe comes up with 3 sticks that had been dipped in something, informing me that they had to do a test for COVID, shove these little sticks up my frickin' nose, which burned like holy living hell, and nothing was said then. Oh, she said, you are showing indications of some COVID stuff. She didn't say COVID stuff, but the reference was the same. Next thing I know, they made a decision to scroll me down the hallway for an MRI, the scan. And they did. I said, you know, I just had a scan done yesterday. I said, by the same hospital, you could go ahead and have it checked out. No. They make money from doing another one. CAT scan. Yeah. So they go to the scan anyway. Come back. Check me into a room in the hospital on a third floor. Every single person on that floor has been given a diagnosis of symptoms of COVID. No one's actually been accused of having COVID. No vaccines were offered. No specific medicines were offered. No alternate diet was offered. Nothing. You see, it's all money. Oh, that's right. We continue with Rob's story. Since they have been incentivized to list as many people as possible as COVID positive, if you go to the hospital, it's very likely to be declared COVID positive. And then their standard protocols begin. Except in my case, there were no standard protocols. So what we've learned from those with firsthand experience and from some firsthand experience of in cases of our own, if you go into a hospital with any type of upper respiratory problem, the one thing you will not receive is anything that will actually help you get healthy again. Most doctors in this country have been forbidden to prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Drugs that have been proven all over this world to be safer than aspirin. And have also been proven to be fast-working cures for COVID. These inexpensive, life-saving drugs have been all but banned in this country. And if you do manage to find a doctor willing to prescribe them for you, you're going to have a nearly impossible time finding a pharmacy that will fill your prescription. Because most pharmacies have corporate-wide policies in effect stating that even with a doctor's prescription, they will not fill orders for ivermectin or HCQ. Hydroxychloroquine. So if you go into a hospital with a bacterial pneumonia, you'll be told you don't have bacterial pneumonia. You've got COVID pneumonia. You'll be admitted. And once admitted to the hospital, even if your own family doctor has prescribed antibiotics for you, they will be immediately stopped and you'll be started on the official COVID protocol, which they did not do for me. Which includes intravenous remdesivir. A drug pushed by Fauci is the primary protocol once a COVID patient is admitted to the hospital. Hang on a second. I'm going to get the wife over here. She must be outside shooting the breeze with the son-in-law. Very interesting. No, I was trying to holler at my wife and get her over here. Come here. No, she's coming. I want you to go over and look at the drugs that I'm taking. I want you to see if this is one of them. It sounds familiar. I want to see it. My wife said she thinks so. Yeah, well, it's a drug being pushed by Fauci as the primary protocol once a COVID patient is admitted to the hospital. I'm going to find out what the hell this bullshit's all about and why this doctor prescribed it. Okay, so multiple doctors have stated that remdesivir is actually a bioweapon and extremely deadly. Long list of adverse effects on the human body, the first of which is upper respiratory distress, quickly followed by kidney failure, by cascading organ failure, all of which causes the lungs to fill with fluid when the patient is placed on a ventilator and subsequently suffocated to death. So there's been numerous reports from families with loved ones in hospitals who have essentially been medically kidnapped. The patients are not allowed to see their family members. Interesting. Went through that. Family members not allowed to have any input or authority over their loved one's care. Patients are forbidden to have any access to other medicines. And if you attempt to get them discharged, huh? Oh, yeah. No, this is different. That's different. This is rosuvastatin, substituted. Okay, so none of this remdesivir stuff, huh? That's important. Well, this becomes interesting now, doesn't it, folks? So let's see. If you attempt to get your patient, your family member, discharged so you can care for them at home, you'll be made to sign a form stating you're doing so against medical advice. And then warn that because you refuse to follow medical advice, insurance won't pay. Medicare won't pay. You'll not only have a dead loved one, but be facing bankruptcy as well. So Rob's done the research on all of this. And in report after report after report, the hospital protocols seem to be all the same now everywhere in America. Pronounce the patient as COVID positive. Cease any type of antibiotics or other meds. Immediately administer remdesivir. Place the dying patient on a ventilator. Well, it may all sound harsh and cruel, but it most definitely is, you see, because the families that have suffered through this scenario understand what the hell Rodman's talking about. So this gets real simple, folks. Don't take the jab. Stay out of the hospitals at all costs. Keep your immune system strong with regular supplementation of, and make notes of this, but I know you're not going to do it, vitamin C, vitamin D3 with K2, potassium iodide, zinc, N-acetyl, cysteine, and quercetin. But you can still find these supplements available. Get the best quality you can find, but do not wait. Because our government and the medical community is already talking of making these supplements available by prescription only, and you know if it will advance the goals of the genocidal maniacs that are running things now. And it may not be very long before it happens. It's time Dr. E and I have talked. We've not spoken for a while. She's got issues she's dealing with. I've got issues I'm dealing with. I want you to go to federalobserver.com. Federalobserver.com. The title of the article I have just shared with you is called Stay Away from Hospitals and Don't Get the Jab. Reread everything I have just shared with you this first 27 frickin' minutes. Make notes of these medicines, alternative things that are being recommended to you. Also, because we're not going to have the time to do it tonight, there is another article I want you to see on drkelly.info. And it's almost sad. I almost would like to revert to this one. Ha ha ha. It is the same article. Ha 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 ha. Goody, goody, goody. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break in a moment or so. Hopefully we get some jazz breaks because I love it. So. But keep in mind, federalobserver.com, stay away from hospitals and don't get the jab. It is imperative that you reread at your own pace everything I've just shared with you this first half hour. And when we come back, we're going to give you further reasons to avoid all this. Because if you do, you're going to be vaccinating your way to cancer, blood clots, and brain damage. And I hate to tell you this, folks. You don't want to know what's coming. But it's high time that you learn what's coming. Okay? Stick around. We'll be back.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's hum.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those who love the most. Have pity on those who
chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place, there's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith.
I did something rare tonight. We went into the break, and Michael began to play this song. I asked him to play it when we return. It says so much about what we as human beings are going through today and the things we must pay attention to. Curtis Mayfield, an absolutely amazing songwriter, an amazing entertainer, an amazing singer. I became familiar with Curtis back in the early 1960s. This is one of two, maybe three, what we'll refer to as soul songs that bring me to tears. This one probably more than any. And more so now, given all that we're going through. My friends, there are no words to describe an abomination in progress, an attack against billions. If it were up to those responsible, every human on the planet would be injected with the most dangerous vaccine in history. And believe it or not, there is a medical nightmare in progress as these newly vaccinated flood the hospitals and the morgues. And a case is quickly being built that the number of recent and current COVID cases is actually turning out to be adverse reactions to, as we've discussed before, the mRNA experiment, not the disease itself. Remember, the first words of COVID are SARS. We've been down this road before. We've been down the flu road before. And now we've got a global disaster unparalleled in human history. Even Singapore is seeing chronic illness explosion after reaching 81% vaccination rate. And Dr. Ryan Cole, a board-certified pathologist and owner-operator of a diagnostics lab and the newest member of Idaho's largest public health board, reported that he is seeing a massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancers in patients who've been vaccinated. And he says, since January the 1st in the laboratory, I'm seeing a 20 times increase in endometrial cancers over what I see on an annual basis. I'm not exaggerating at all, because I look at my numbers year over year and I'm like, gosh, I've never seen this many endometrial cancers before. And Cole says his laboratory is seeing a drop in killer T cells in our CD8 cells in the vaccinated. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check. Cole states that not only are melanomas showing up more frequently, like endometrial cancers, the melanomas are also developing more rapidly and are more severe in younger people than he has ever previously witnessed. And what the hell does all this mean? Are we going to see a tidal wave of cancers breaking out among the vaccinated? Should all of the vaccinated begin on cancer treatments now to get ahead of oncoming cancers? Well, it's not going to make sense to cut anything out with a surgeon's knife. Chemo would only... excuse me. Chemo would only compromise people's immune systems further, and radiation is just asking for cascades of free radicals and out-of-control oxidative stress. Oh, just what COVID patients need. There's a group called Natural Oncology. They may have an answer. Levels of sickness after vaccination is unprecedented, they say. An alarming study confirms that vaxxers will face catastrophic antibody-dependent enhancement injuries and deaths. Ah, but you see, many are too busy with the question, is ivermectin a horse dewormer or a Nobel Prize-winning medicine? Which is a medicine that screams that we would never have needed the COVID vaccines if its entire truth was allowed to be known. Ah, my friends, but it's too late. Billions of people have taken at least one shot. Are they all going to die? Some are saying that most will be dead within 5 years, so we got to start asking at a certain point if 200 million Americans are suffering on some level of COVID vaccine toxic spike proteins clogging their blood and vital organs. Dr. K. Polyakova wrote thusly. She said the levels of sickness after vaccination is unprecedented. Staff are getting very sick, some with neurological symptoms, which is having a huge impact on the health service function. And even the young and the healthy are off for days, some for weeks, some requiring medical treatment. Whole teams are being taken out as they went to get vaccinated together. And emergency departments are being swamped by patients who've had the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine and are suffering mild side effects. In the Indian state of Kerala, 3% of India's population, 67% of its inhabitants have at least one vaccination. Now, one would expect Kerala's COVID cases to be so low as to be invisible on a chart of India's very low overall cases. And yet this state of just 33 million people accounted for 65% of all India's cases last Thursday. And even more in recent weeks. It's essentially been the only state experiencing a surge in recent months. Also happens to be the Indian state that has rejected ivermectin. And what about the vaccine hell in Israel? Pfizer entered into an exclusive agreement with the Israeli Ministry of Health, so the only COVID shot available is Pfizer. And the Pfizer shot has a higher risk for heart inflammation among young men than some of the other COVID shots, but Israeli youth have no option but to get the most dangerous of them all. I know we've got listeners that are sending me texts, and I can't look at them right now. Hopefully Dr. Fred's one of them. In Israel, where the population is almost fully vaccinated, we read, quote, but then as time went on, the hospitals began to fill up with fully vaccinated people, and they saw more and more cases among the fully vaccinated, more and more of them becoming very severe to the point where the majority of their cases in the hospitals and in the ICU and those dying were fully vaccinated people. And Health Minister Director General Nachman Ash said on September the 14th that the current wave of coronavirus infections are surpassing anything seen in previous outbreaks. You see, this is being seen all over the world, people, not just in this country. And there are some people that are a little smarter than the average politician we have in this country. We need to understand, Ash continues, that Israel's agreement with Pfizer is going to be one of the, I would say, widest medical experiments on humans of the 21st century. Widest medical experience on humans in the 21st century. In that word, those words from Israeli Democratic Institute's Tehala Schwartz Altsudre, data private advocate, leading voice questioning the Pfizer data deal. You see, Pfizer's shot went from a 95% effectiveness in December 2020 to 39% by late July when the Delta strain became predominant in Israel. And in response to obvious vaccine failure, Israel began giving out third boosters in the end of July of this year. In September of 2020, CNN reported that vaccine experts warned the federal government against rushing out a coronavirus vaccine before testing had shown it's both safe and effective, none of which has still been done. And they presented decades of painful vaccine history showing why they are right, and of course they were ignored. Or CNN said past vaccine disasters show why rushing a vaccine now would be colossally stupid. There was a point CNN actually said that. What the hell happened to those jerks? At least 39% of Australians were left unable to perform daily activities after having the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Australian official government data. In his book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? A Scientific and Forensic Investigation, Dr. Richard Fleming documented evidence showing SARS-CoV-2 was a bioweapon created over the past two decades. And once you conclude that SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon, you must also recognize that the COVID shots are nothing more than the genetic reproduction of that bioweapon. In other words, my friends, they are bioweapons as well. And the same people involved in the funding of this bioweapon are the same people who have interfered with doctors providing treatment to patients, and the same people who have been involved with the development of these COVID shots. As of August 27th of this year, there have been 13,911 deaths, 2,933,377 injury symptoms, 18,098 permanent disabilities, 76,160 ER visits, 56,912 hospitalizations, 14,327 life-threatening events recorded, experimental COVID-19 vaccinations. Is that strictly Australia? I'm not sure. But you see, nothing started in Wuhan. Nothing. If you look at the first few weeks of January, you see gene sequences uploaded from multiple locations, and the first one uploaded on December 20th of 2019 predates the first patient. That according to Dr. David Martin. And the perpetrators are actually admitting to their crimes, laughing full in the face of the public who cannot do a damn thing. And once people understand that countless physicians have been willfully participating in the homicide of humanity, it's going to be hard to live with that. Oh, no, my friends, the vaccine was not brought here to fight a virus. But the virus was brought here to us by our favorite people to introduce the vaccine. You see, the real COVID story is much worse than it leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory. The vaccine and the public health scum have been planning coronavirus hell for more than 20 years, and there were 4,000 patents to prove it. And the entire discussion of Wuhan lab leak or naturally sourced virus is just a red herring to really what went on in labs and pharmaceutical companies all over the world. Oh, did you know that the first patent for a spike protein vaccine was submitted in 2002? Hard to believe, but it explains how they were able to come out with a vaccine so fast. It was developed long before the first COVID-19 case. You see, my friends, you've got to be insane, literally out of your mind, ignorant or ill-informed to take a COVID vaccine, and the people who want you to take it are fanatically religious about vaccines without and rational reason to be so. Dr. Charles Hoff detailed what COVID vaccines are doing to our blood vessels, and specifically the capillaries. Another medical doctor sounding the alarm, which none of our politicians are listening to. And certainly not the CEO of Moderna and Pfizer. They don't want to hear a word about this stuff. Oh, no, the Pfizer vaccine alters the production of inflammatory cytokines by innate immune cells following stimulation with both specific SARS-CoV-2 and nonspecific viral, fungal, and bacterial stimuli. Is all this going over your head? It probably is. But it shouldn't be. It's real simple to understand all of this. Medical scientists have also found that cytokine responses to fungi were increased following the vaccination. None of the world's worst people are in prison. Do you get it? In a span of 1 week, the number of deaths due to COVID-19 vaccines reported at the government's database outnumbered the official count of deaths due to the virus. And then I read the words of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. A common sense man who says they are withholding cures from people so they can continue the vaccine profits. And it is grounds for arrest and indictment of every one of them. Fauci, the head of the FDA, head of the CDC, everyone involved. This is legitimate evidence for arresting all of them, indicting them, putting them on trial. They killed people for vaccine profits by withholding cures. And the deaths from COVID. But they would not let them use HCQ and ivermectin. And now they're blocking a cure from Eli Lilly. And Roberts continues, this, I think, is the only case we need to make. We have proof that they withheld treatment. We know that it's not speculative and not a theory. It's an absolute known fact. They withheld treatment. They're continuing to withhold treatment so they can sell a vaccine. You see, my friends, it does not matter what you call them. The new Nazi, the communist, the fascist, vaccine extremists, the great reset hustlers, extreme capitalists or billionaires, they moved in with their vaccines instead of their tanks. Demons with only the worst intentions saying that they have the best. Beasts just like there's always been, but now their genetic manipulation beasts come straight up from hell, and you and I are supposed to welcome them with open arms. There's a two-word statement I'd like to make on the air right now, but I have a little bit more respect for you than to use those two words. You see, while vaccine makers and health authorities and mainstream media, social media platforms like Facebook and public advertisements tell us that the vaccine has undergone rigorous testing and has been approved and is safe and effective, none of those claims, all of the above, not one of them are true. It's simple. If you've already taken the vaccine, it may be too late. If you've not taken it and get forced into it, understand this. You will be participating in the largest, most dangerous human experiment of all time. One thing I stated to you in this program, going back and making reference to, I think, 2002. The first patent for a spike protein vaccine was submitted in 2002. Oh, let's not forget Dr. Fauci, who's been deeply involved with all of this negativity going back to at least 1998. In 2001, he was involved with all this stuff after 9/11. These are some of the filthiest, most foul human beings to ever plant their faces on the face of the earth. I hope you've learned something here tonight. I'm angry. I mean, I hope you learn more than the fact that I'm angry. You get it, Jack? This article can be read in Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer, written by Dr. Circus, a man I have tremendous respect for. The article is entitled, Backs Your Way to Cancer, Blood Clots, Brain Damage. You don't want to know what's coming. Do we have the time? We may not. I'll see you tomorrow.
Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man. whose place is in the past, hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. Skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do to what she can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang it 20 years and a day, there's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to hope, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.